Well, let's get going. It's 3 or 4 minutes after 9 o'clock. So welcome everybody to the pre-Beijing Finance Committee call. I think it's
3 or 4 minutes after
9 o'clock. So I'm getting a pretty strong echo, Bart, of myself.
Christina Garbi, can you do anything about it?
Yes, Christina is liaising with the operator. Can I ask, is this Xavier perhaps joining, or who joined?
This is Peter joining.
Oh, Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Gavin. Hi, everyone.
We're waiting for Xavier.
Strong echo, but,
and Christina's trying to sort out the echo with the operator.
Okay, since the audio is only working one way anyway, maybe we should disconnect the Adobe audio. Is somebody listening in only through Adobe?
My connection is not very good, so it breaks with the Adobe. So I may have to continue with the telephone. Is that okay, Christine?
But you're now speaking through Adobe only?
Yeah, I can hear the Adobe, but it breaks. I think I have a poor connection.
Okay.
My bandwidth is not big enough to...
But you're on the phone right now, Mary.
Yes, I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. And
is your computer speakers muted? Can you try to turn them off?
Yeah, my computer. Okay, as you mute my computer speaker, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay then. I've done that.
Okay, thank you. Let's see if this is better. Can anybody hear the echo anymore?
I don't hear an echo. Okay. I still hear myself echoing, though. And I'm on a headset with my speakers muted, so... I don't know why I'd be hearing my own echo. Okay, it appears to have gone. Sort of.
Good. Well, let me know if it becomes unbearable.
Okay. All right. Well, good morning, or hello, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome back to the pre-Beijing Finance Committee Working Group. And as noted, hello, who joined? Anybody? As noted
from Nigeria.
Welcome. As noted in the email I sent out with the agenda is a little fluid and not exactly what I'd anticipated a short while ago, but as a result of some of the very recent events and Fadi's statements around CCTLD financial contributions, they've evolved the agenda a little bit, and just we'll say it's somewhat fluid at the moment as a result of ICANN's changing stance on CC financial contributions, which I think is very good news and I think is a very positive evolution of the work that this group has done and the conversations we've been having with Xavier in the last little while. And particularly when we took the turn from a straight financial contribution to the notion of a value-based exchange. And I think Xavier, over time, came to believe in that and has shared those thoughts with Fadi. And I know Fadi has had many conversations with many CC operators right from his first ICANN meeting in Prague, on through to the London Roundtable that he blogged about and made the commitment announcement to change the ICANN's tact in terms of this subject. So that's pretty recent. Well, it's very recent, and it's certainly, I think, also an evolving set of thoughts that Fadi and ICANN are having about this, but I think it's a very positive direction for us as a community, and I certainly welcome it. Xavier is going to join us if he's not on already, and walk us through ICANN's thinking around the roundtable statement that Fadi made and that I hope we've all read on his blog. And also then Xavier is going to share some of his thoughts on the specific versus shared global value categories. And then after that, we're going to have an opportunity to discuss some of our own thoughts on it, as well as potential messaging into the community. How are we actually going to talk about this? And also ideally get into some dialogue on the distribution models. So no matter what, there's still going to be a financial contribution, although not anywhere near what ICANN has previously been positioning for. But nonetheless, if there is a contribution to be made or to ICANN, how is that going to be equitably distributed among the CC community? So essentially, what is the distribution model? And then we'll move on to thoughts on the agenda for the Beijing meeting itself. So that's the agenda for today's call. It's a pretty fulsome one. We only have an hour, so you know, our goal is to get through it, and we'll see how we do. Is that okay with everybody, or are there any other agenda items people would like to put forward or propose? No? Okay. So with that, do we have Xavier on the call yet?
Byron, I just received an email from Fadi asking for dialing details, so I will send him things right now.
Okay. I can see he just in Adobe Connect. He can hear me, obviously, or hear us, but he can't speak yet. So I hope everybody's had the opportunity to read Fadi's blog, because I think it's a very significant shift in the discussion between ICANN and the CC community about the nature of contributions. And I think it's important in two ways. One is it's certainly an implicit, if not explicit, understanding and agreement about on the notion of a value-based exchange, that CCs bring far more to the ICANN community and the multi-stakeholder model than simply a financial contribution, and that ICANN essentially needs to recognize that. So I think that was a very wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Xavier, is that you?
Yes, with an echo.
Yes, that took my very and made it very, 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 very important.
obviously, I didn't intend to make my entrance noticed as much as that, but sorry about that.
Okay, well, welcome to the call, and I was just making a comment from my perspective on the shift in perspective that we've seen from Fadi and as a result, ICANN in general, around the understanding that that CCs bring more to the table than strictly financial contribution. So that's one piece of it. And then I was just about to say the other thing is also the implicit, if not explicit, acceptance of the value-based exchange model, which is something we've been talking about with Xavier, but Fadi has put in print in his blog sort of an acceptance of that notion. And I think those two elements have really reframed from ICANN's perspective this whole discussion or debate. And, you know, I think I'm cautiously optimistic that that's very positive news for the community and the work that this group has done over some considerable time in moving the debate from where we started, if we think of a start point as being in Kenya almost 2 years ago to today, we've moved the debate a considerable way. And with that, Xavier, I think you've seen the agenda first step was for you to be able to give us some feedback on the roundtable statement and what we all saw on Fadi's blog, and therefore sort of a statement from ICANN.
Right. Thank you, Byron. In FYI, I was on the call since the beginning, but couldn't speak, so I've heard everything you said before. And I agree 100% with everything you said. I would just word slightly differently where we're at now. I think that we have been working together over the past, let's say, year or close to a year on trying to find a way forward that we think it makes sense and for both of the CCs and ICANN on the financial contribution. I think that Fadi has helped us now not just talk about financial contribution, but talk about more important things than financial contribution, which is how the CCs and ICANN can work together today and can work together better to be more effective, do more for the CCs and as a result for ICANN, generally speaking, on the development of the Internet. So the way I would frame it is we had established together a path forward on the financial contribution. We're going to continue that and conclude that, and we need to, because we need to do a whole load of other things that are probably more important and more interesting. My views are that now Fadi has helped us put a lot of meat around that bone, and then we can focus on all the cooperation and the engagement that and the actions that the CCs and ICANN can work on together and should be working on together and already do work on together in a number of instances. Focus on that, and the financial contribution model is a subject that needs to be worked on and closed. But this is now a minor subject rather than the substance of a lot of the relationships that we as ICANN and the CCs were having together. So it's a good shift of focus to what's important rather than the financial contribution itself. And I'm not just trying to dismiss the importance of having it defined, but I just think that it's only one of the elements of the relationship with the CCs, and I think Fadi's involvement in these discussions has helped all of us to put that in perspective and put forward the engagement and collaboration, which I think is something that we should spend a lot more efforts on than the financial contribution. So I'm very happy with that.
Any questions or comments for Xavier at this point? No? Okay. Xavier? Well, that's good. That's certainly very encouraging to hear that the financial contributions will not be sort of the sole issue between ICANN and the community, at least from ICANN's perspective. So maybe you could move us on to item number two, which is around the specific shared versus global categories.
Christina, do you want to move on the slides? So I'm going to skip through quickly the first two slides, which are just meant to be a reminder of the value exchange model that we have discussed so far, so that then we can move on quickly to the specific and the shared bucket. Can you move on to the next slide? Next one. So, just as a reminder, we had tried to formulate together this value-based model that we already discussed, I think, a couple times. and that we looked at together in Toronto, and I think we talked about it at another time as well, and you've seen it. What does ICANN bring to the CCs? What do the CCs bring to ICANN in their participation? Ensuring that we capture everything that happens in these areas, both directions, I would say. I won't spend a lot more time on this. This model tries to capture things comprehensively. Obviously, it's difficult to be entirely comprehensive, but the main items are probably there, and this is, you know, an 80% or 90% complete view. When trying to take the next step of that, as you remember, we have said this value exchange model has different elements in it, and we try to categorize them in the next slide from a calculation standpoint, from a practical standpoint, into buckets of those values that are quite specifically identifiable between the CCs and ICANN. And they basically conceptually correspond to the very specific support that ICANN provides to the CCs. I would say, from a practical standpoint and from a coordination standpoint. Then we identified a bucket of values, basically, that are values provided by ICANN to the CCs, but not only to the CCs, provided by ICANN to the CCs as an active member of the multi-stakeholder model, and ICANN provides support and services to the multi-stakeholder model of which the CCs are part of. So that's what we called, for lack of a better word, a shared bucket of services and values. And in those areas, let's take a relatively simple example, organizing the ICANN meetings. This is something that the ICANN entity does in support of the multi-stakeholder model. The CCs participate to the ICANN meetings, and therefore the costs incurred by ICANN for organizing the meetings benefit the CCs. And on the other hand, as we well know, you guys well know, on your end, the CC, or at least the CC that each host a meeting, incur costs that contribute to organizing the meeting as well. So that's a very, I think, straightforward example of a shared service that ICANN provides, to which the CC bring their own contribution in very tangible ways.
Okay.
The last bucket is what we call the global value, and are by definition less tangible. But they really try to gather the notion of the support of the internet ecosystem that obviously the CCs contribute to, that ICANN contribute to, and ICANN's mission to develop the internet governance and to enhance it and to support it. And there's obviously, it's a little bit more difficult to specifically address or describe what goes in there. But I think to me, it's the bucket that represents in our model that represents the more fundamental and strong values, even if they are difficult to measure. Those are really the fundamental value, and to me, the one that speaks the best to it is the participation of the CCs to the multi-stakeholder model gives its strength to the multi-stakeholder model that ICANN is about. And ICANN would not be anywhere as strong in its role and in its structure of multi-stakeholder model if the CCs would not contribute to it. In notably, in, to be slightly more specific, in my example, the value that the CCs bring in the international representation of this multi-stakeholder model is tremendous, because you guys represent the world, basically, and all the countries of the world. And that's, in my views, an extremely strong statement that the multi-stakeholder model is really a comprehensive, all-encompassing model. And as you, I think anyone can know, if the CCs would not participate to it, that model would have a lot less values. So that's a global bucket, a lot more difficult to measure, but in my view is actually probably the most important one, the most fundamental one. So we've gone over that before. Let me move on to the next slide. When we try to be a bit more practical to try to capture and ring fence and put boundaries around each of these buckets, it's, we realize it's not an exact science. Some things fall and overlap a bit between the buckets and are not always very clear. At the end of the day, what we want to try to do is something that is as simple as possible. So there may be some compromise on what types of services and costs we include in the model. I think we need to keep in mind as well that cost and value can be two different things. So we can incur costs that don't necessarily have a value for from everybody's perspective. And on the other hand, there can be high-value items that don't necessarily cost that much either. So having said that, I think that at this stage, for simplicity and practicality, we are looking at measuring value with costs, and I think that we should look at this notion of some costs don't necessarily have value on a more specific ad hoc basis, an exception basis, so that we make our lives a little bit easier. So moving on to the next step, in the specific costs, if you remember in Toronto, we had provided a view of what those specific costs could be. That's the next slide. Oh, sorry. The next slide is actually trying to point out to the fact that on the left-hand side, you have those three buckets with a starting from top to bottom, a decreasing amount of value or basically a more specific value versus a more overarching value in the global bucket. But it happens also to be the more global and more fundamental bucket is also the harder to measure because it is so fundamental. So what we are, it may be a bit counterintuitive, but what we are going to focus on is from a measurability standpoint, for practical reasons, is talk about the specific, talk about the shared. We want to acknowledge the global, and honestly, the global is where I think the cooperation between ICANN and the CCs need to develop itself. This is where we need to do more work about what we can enhance in terms of cooperation, in terms of service, in terms of outreach to the CCs, as examples, that develops the cooperation between ICANN and the CCs to provide value to the overall internet, basically. And so the model is going to focus on the shared and specific, because that's what can be more easily measured, can get us to a finishing point on this contribution model, and it can therefore let us to move on quicker to other things, basically. This, I think all of us feel that it's been too long of a discussion. So moving on to the next slide. We had talked about in Toronto about the specific bucket. These are fairly specific costs surrounding the CCNSO liaison resources. I have two of these people on the call today. They are the more specific costs surrounding the direct support to the CCs from a policy support and traveling costs from this ADIGO conference that we're on today is the cost of that is incurred by ICANN. So it's a very specific, dedicated, exclusive support of the operations of the CCNSO, basically. And in what I just mentioned, I've added as well the travel for these resources. What we are suggesting to do in this model is also to capture the overheads costs of the infrastructure and basically add to the value of the specific costs, let's say, of the resources, as I'm taking that example, an overhead element measured as a percentage that we gross up each individual cost on to just represent, for example, the fact that Bart has a computer and therefore has an IT support behind it, and the HR organization supports all the employees of the company, and therefore we spread the cost of HR and so on. So a fairly standard overhead calculation element, and instead of trying to cut and slice in pieces for the cost of HR or the cost of finance, we are suggesting to develop a percentage of overheads that, and I should have explained that in the slide rather than just speak about it. I will try to formulate that for future presentations. Basically, a ratio of overheads that is added to the specific costs identified. So that the number of 999K that you see here is awfully close to what we suggested last time. I think it was 975 in the previous version of the same slide, basically. So no big change here other than having tried to formulate that overhead calculation embedded into that amount. So this is the specific bucket. It's a very narrow, very specific to a number of costs, and again, measured by the value here is measured by the cost. I'll move on to the next bucket, which is, so Christina, you're going to need to give me the hand on the Adobe room. I thought that just without trying to bore all of you, we could look at a detailed list that we have used with Bart to try to identify what could be in this shared bucket. And I need to make sure I can... So I have the hand now, Christina, all right?
Yes, you do, Xavier.
You have the possibility to flip the slides, yes.
But do I have the possibility to bring in a spreadsheet?
Yes, you do.
To share my screen.
Okay.
So let me share my screen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys tell me when you can see my screen, basically.
Xavier.
Yes.
I just want to remind you that we have an hour for this meeting,
okay,
of which you are a part, an important part, but only a piece of it.
Understood. It's going to take me another 5 minutes at
okay.
most.
Okay, thank you.
Can you see my screen now?
I cannot.
I can see it,
So, share my screen, okay.
And then you have to choose desktop or window, I think.
Okay, it's now telling me that I need to have an add-in that's apparently not installed now. Oh, God. Okay.
Sorry, do you want to quickly email me the...
We could do that. Let me see if apparently I can now do it. Main display, desktop. So let's do desktop.
Okay, it seems to be working.
Okay. So do you see a big Excel spreadsheet right now?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So what Bart and I have done, and before we jump into the spreadsheet, I'll just explain what this is. What Bart and I have done is we have taken the list of projects, basically, that the entire ICANN organization has formulated to capture the work that the organization does. Some of you may have heard about from Fadi talking about the management model and the portfolio of activities that the organization carries out. You may have heard him talk about a system called At Task that has been implemented and that basically documents everything that the organization does at any point of time in a fairly granular fashion, and that every single person of the ICANN staff uses on a daily basis to capture and manage and update what we do, basically. So without going further in the details, there's about 600 projects or activities that are described in that system that that all of us manage. As an example, finance has about 30 of those. The policy department has about 100 of those. And all the departments of ICANN have formulated their own projects, and we work together on those projects. Bart and I have taken that list of 600 and have tried to categorize those items between what we think is specific, what we think is shared, and what we think is more global. So what we wanted to be able to share with you today is give you a suggestion of what we, with that exercise, Bart and I, have thought is actually shared type of values, and how we are suggesting to measure those costs that would fit under that shared bucket, so that we can exchange on that together and then move forward to the next step, which would be then if we retain those items, then how would we calculate an actual cost associated to it. And we can do that with this model. The granularity that you see there lets us associate amounts to that as part of our currently happening budget process. And once we determine together what we think all fit under the shared bucket, then we can move forward and associate the global bucket of cost to it, and then an allocation key that allows us to determine the specific amount for the CCs. So that's the idea behind this. I will focus on, and I'm sorry, I'm not seeing clearly what you guys see versus what I see, so, which may be bigger. So I will focus on the column that I'm highlighting right now, which is the column B, the title of which being At Task Group. And because that will allow us to understand what are the buckets of costs that we think are in that overall shared category. I will go quickly over it because I think that you'll see that because we're using a fairly granular volume of information, there's a number of lines that go into detail, but in essence, the main groups of items that we are suggesting are shared are surrounding the following areas. board. Board being basically the costs of enabling the board to operate that I can incur. It's about the traveling costs. It's about the board support for the meetings to happen, organizing the formulation of the resolution. So there's a certain amount of legal teams time spent. There's a certain amount of money spent for the board to travel, to meetings, to meet, and so on and so on. So it's the board governance. The fundamental rationale here is that the board is a shared value from the perspective of the ICANN multi-stakeholder model. The
Xavier,
yes.
How much does the board cost in total?
I will be able to tell you that once we have finalized the budget.
Okay.
So
I seem to remember that it was something like 9 million from the previous breakdowns.
Yeah, but that's exactly the wrong approach with the EAG that I between all of us I hate, which is that it's not the cost of the board. It's when you start spreading the 70 million of costs of ICANN across nine supposed customer groups with allocation keys, you don't get the cost of the board. You get nine buckets of costs, of which 12 are attributed to the CCs, which means nothing. So no, it's not 9 million is the bottom line. So this is something that we will be able to... Yes?
I don't have the screen. I'm not seeing anything on my screen, and I'm not following your figures. But I think it would have been best if we have what the budget is like. And cost centers, you have cost centers as you are trying to see buckets, which are the cost centers. In cost centers, you'll be able to spread the taking of the cost centers and be able to see, okay, in a scale of 1 to 10, CCCLD takes about this out of... The analysis is done is great. I think you could just show it. But I think if you don't put figures against this, maybe you have it somewhere there, but I'm not seeing it. And unfortunately, I have another meeting. If I'm able to come to Beijing, I'll see you before.
So I couldn't not understand everything you said, but I think I heard the notion of trying to have cost centers to measure the costs. Is that right? Is that what you were pointing out to?
All right.
Okay. So what we are, we do capture the costs by cost center or by department, which is not very far from a cost center. It's not exactly the same thing either, but it's not very far from that. So I think that, sorry, that we will be able to capture the information in that fashion to be able to then use that information for the cost allocation model. The cost of a department or a cost center is not necessarily sufficient, I would say, to also determine what is the value of the service. So I think we have to be careful with that notion.
So Xavier, can I
yes.
just, we are running short of time.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing here is you are very specifically trying to identify shared costs on an extremely granular level associated with the CCNSO. I just want to understand how you're seeing this as different from the EAG, other than it's much more granular.
So I think the difference from the EAG is that It's done just more granular. The EAG was taking the entire set of costs and throwing it out on 9 or 10 directions.
And I guess that's the challenge here. I see a spreadsheet that could very well go that direction, but I'm only
I'm just not finished presenting the list is the point.
Okay.
So if I let me move out from the list for just a second. The main areas that we are suggesting to include in the what we are calling the shared bucket from before, and now it's just giving substance to that, right? Are the board, because it's a cost of the governance of ICANN that is shared across all the multi-stakeholders. Now, I'm not going to yet start going in the debate of whether every individual in the CC NSO values the board or the share of the cost of the board that we can determine out of this model in the same fashion, but or give value to it or consider that it has no value. I won't yet go into that debate, and I'll let you guys discuss on that. My only point here is to suggest a list of items that fit the definition that we've formulated together of what the shared bucket is. Board governance, IANA. IANA is the second area that we had formulated in the past in the graphs, and we are retaining here as being a shared service that the CCs also receive, not only the CCs, but to a large extent the CCs as well. The next area is that we've captured is the meetings costs, so the ICANN meetings costs. I was taking that example earlier. I think that one is fairly straightforward. So capturing the cost of the meetings, what we need to be able to bring into the model, which doesn't appear in that spreadsheet, is capturing the costs incurred by the CCs to the meetings so that we have the full picture of those costs. It's not overly complicated to do that, but it's not appearing in that spreadsheet yet because this is only the ICANN corporation costs that appear there. There's a few elements, so IANA, meetings. We have put the IDNs, as we have discussed earlier, the costs of the IDNs as a shared cost as well because they're IDNs that are country code IDNs. And others and a lot now that are generic IDNs. So we've put the IDNs in this shared bucket. We may have to be slightly more granular than just talking about IDNs and maybe focus on the fast-track IDN project and process because that's, I think, the one that was specific to the CCs. So this is an item that we've bounced off either in the specific bucket in the past or in the shared bucket now. I don't think there's an absolute truth about either. This is we can discuss that. So and that's the extent of what the shared bucket includes at a high level in our proposition of this contribution model. So
okay, can I just get you to pause there for a second?
Sure.
Folks on the call, are there any questions or comments about this?
Hi, Brian. This is Sigur. It would be nice to receive a set of definitions on the shared bucket costs from Xavier prior to our meeting in Beijing.
Sigur, this is Bart.
Yeah.
As Xavier said, the way we looked at say, shared is using the definition, that we've been discussing before Toronto and at the Toronto meeting. So this is looking at the task process and using the definition and identifying the projects. I agree, say, in the Toronto meeting, and Xavier, that would be my proposal, is that we present the list again during the meeting. So you have an idea what is included, but we effectively use the definition that was already presented.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, that's fine.
Okay, thanks. Anybody else? So just to recap, though, really you've identified four categories of shared, which are board, governance, IANA, direct meeting costs, less CC contributions to individual meetings, and IDNs, possibly fast track only. But
right.
Basically, board, IANA, meetings, and IDNs.
Right.
Okay. Thanks.
And that's basically the shared buckets. And by definition, everything else that's not in either the specific or the shared would be a global one. So what I suggest we do for Beijing is refine this presentation. I'll leave the Excel spreadsheet on the side, and we'll put on a couple slides a more specific description of these items that we're suggesting are in the shared bucket. I think it would be also helpful to formulate a short list of the items that are in the global bucket so that we can all together ensure that we feel it makes sense to have only those four specific items in the shared, and what's in the global bucket does belong there, at least if it's not 100% clear, at least we can decide together that's for what we're going to do because it makes sense. So
okay,
I'll,
the other thing, I mean, the column that's, you know, obviously missing in the spreadsheet we just saw was the dollar column. So when will we be able to get a sense of the dollars associated with those shared expenses?
Well, what I thought we were going to do today is discuss what should belong in the bucket so that then we move forward and go and calculate the cost associated to it, which I didn't want to do before we agree together on what is part of the shared bucket.
Okay. I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with that. On the other hand, the categories and the dollars are intrinsically woven together, so it would be very helpful to understand the dollars associated with that. So are you suggesting that you would be able to provide those at the Beijing meeting?
Well, I can give a value for each of those four buckets that we have listed, and I can give a suggested allocation method approach. But at some point, I'm going to need some feedback from you guys as well. Does it make sense or not? Because I can do everything, but I need to make sure that it makes sense to you guys, because otherwise it's a waste of my time.
I'm sure you will be the recipient of much feedback once we get a better sense of the dollars. But in terms of the categories, I throw that open to the participants on the call. My initial take is the four categories are reasonable, but I'd like to hear from others. Anybody? Eduardo?
Yes. Yes, I have a comment, but for the recently question, yes, I agree that probably four categories is good. But I have a question or probably a suggestion for Xavier, is that we have seen a spreadsheet that said about how are the costs of the ICANN activities is directed to support the CCNSO. It looks like if we are not seeing all the community of CCs, we have within the CCNSO probably less than a half of the CCs of the entire world as members. And probably we could consider them too when we are talking about the ICANN activities. I have no doubt that many of the ICANN activities are lesser, for example, on IANA, or probably in many others, forward discussions or concerns are about or around those CCs that are still non-members of the CC NSO. Then my suggestion is to change the focus, not just to see how are the costs around the supporting of the CCNSO, instead of that, thinking about where the cost of maintaining the CC as a community on the internet ecosystem. That's it.
Eduardo, this is Bart. I think you're absolutely right. And if you look at the, say, especially if we start discussing global as more not so much in the allocation, but as a listing, and what is the contribution of the CEC community to the global and multi-stakeholder model, it is precisely this broader notion than just the CCNSO.
Xavier, did you catch that?
I think so, yeah, and I think I agree with Bart as well. I think that when we, it's a bit difficult for me to be more specific, but when we look at the shared or the global costs of ICANN as per the buckets that we've talked about so far, I think that, you know, and I don't know the specifics, so I may be wrong in what I'm going to say, but and you guys will let me know. But, for example, the ICANN meetings, I don't know if there are CCs that are not member of the CCNSO that attend an ICANN meeting, but that's where I think that there could be a distinction between the two. So now, I may be wrong about it, and maybe, by the way, all the CCs that participate to the CCNSO don't always attend ICANN meetings either. But we, I don't think we try to focus only on the CCNSO, but on the broader CC community, conceptually at least, even though from a practical standpoint, I think the specific costs, for example, that we have identified are fairly focused on the CCNSO. But I think the representation of the CCs in the ICANN multi-stakeholder model is through a body that the CCNSO is, but as a representation of all CCs effectively. But I'm going into a direction that you guys know a lot more about, so I should stop there probably.
Yeah. So just for your information, I think it's safe to say that both of those categories exist. CCs who are not members of the CCNSO show up at ICANN meetings, and CCs who are members of the CCNSO don't always show up at
right.
ICANN meetings. So both of those are true. But that's pretty granular. In terms of trying to move this forward, so in Beijing, you'll be ready to get more granular with the numbers around these four buckets. I think we have general agreement that those are the reasonable ones to pursue.
Okay.
And then the other side of the equation is what the CCs are bringing and some of the comments that we've seen in Fadi's blog, which we haven't really had an opportunity to discuss and is probably, to be honest, not necessarily the purview of the finance working group per se. And that's around the opportunity for, in a sense, more self-help within the CC community.
Right. So in that area, Byron, so one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take those four areas that we've discussed. I'm going to take the gross costs, meaning the cost of these departments, let's say, across ICANN. I will suggest an allocation key, and therefore multiplying the gross cost by the allocation key will provide an amount that is suggested to then enter into the model. So that's a relatively, I would say, practical, easy thing to do. I will also list...
So the key may be practical and easy to do, but of course what the factor is will be the subject of considerable debate.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping that we'll all recognize that we're trying to get to a result rather than... And obviously the value of finding a key and a factor that makes sense to all of us is the value of it. It's not for the sake of making calculations. It's for the sake of finding something that makes sense to all of us, because I think the next item that we need to discuss is when we get to the next step, how do we communicate that value model that we will have come up with? How do we share it with the other stakeholders in ICANN, with the ICANN board, with the ICANN management? That's our role with BART, and with the community, with the rest of the CCNSO. So there's a whole communication plan that needs to come with it. And I'm completely in agreement with you that we will have a lot of debate on that, and I'm just hoping that we can all focus on finding the best compromise rather than the most accurate element. Otherwise,
okay,
we're going to be spending another 2 years on it, I think.
Yeah, and I think we've all had our fill at this point.
Absolutely.
And speaking of which, we have basically run out of time, and we had a couple other items on the agenda, which I think at this point we're not going to be able to get to at this point. But I do need to take a couple more minutes with the rest of the finance working group.
Sure.
Xavier, so my understanding is you've provided us the shared groups, which we'd seen before, but ICANN is going to be able to provide us more detail in terms of numbers for those buckets when we get to Beijing, and also provide some, I guess, justification for the factor or key, as you call it, that will allocate some of those expenses to the CC community.
Right.
Is that correct? So we can expect to see that in Beijing?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
And therefore, I'm gathering that, not that it needs to be engraved in stone, but for now, those four buckets that we generally described make sense to do that exercise on to you guys. I mean, it's not shocking to you that we would put this in the shared bucket, and you don't think we're missing anything substantial in that list. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I've heard no feedback from members of the working group to suggest otherwise.
Okay.
But in order to progress the conversation, we need to get to the numbers around those buckets, and also what that key is.
Sure.
What you will present as reasonable, and then we can have a discussion around it.
And yeah, in the Excel spreadsheet that I was sharing earlier, there was a suggestion for what that key is. So we'll move forward with a different presentation of that, putting numbers to it, and see where we go with it.
Okay. Before you drop off, are there any questions for Xavier? Any final questions or comments? All right. Hearing none, thank you, Xavier.
Thank you. Sorry for exceeding the time, and I'll see you all in Beijing.
Yes. Thanks, Xavier. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, members of the Finance Working Group, my apologies for not managing the time as proposed in the agenda. Xavier has robust oratory skills for a finance guy and has taken us a bit over time. However, so as a result, I'm going to have to alter the agenda, but the one thing that I do want to do is make sure that we are comfortable with an agenda or have the opportunity to make suggestions for the agenda for Beijing, which is coming up quickly upon us. And I think we'll have to postpone items, what were items 3 and 4 for today's agenda, and put them on the Beijing agenda. But are there any other items in specific that the Finance Committee members would like to ensure are on the Beijing agenda, assuming that we're going to have to take items 3 and 4 from today's and put them on the Beijing agenda, and include the dollars associated with these four shared buckets and a presentation of those and an examination of them? So assuming those are three items on the agenda already, are there any other issues or items that people would wish to add? Hearing none, are there any other comments in general that people would like to offer to the Finance Working Group? Any other business?
Well, Byron, maybe one thing, this is Seeger again. I'm curious how he handles this with other constituencies. Does he take the same approach and share this kind of information and make them aware of how they work with the contributions?
And are you referring to the CC contributions in specific within other? Do you mean how?
No, the ICANN staff presents the costs to the community. We are being informed quite well now, I think, but I'm curious to find out or to hear whether other constituencies are, let's say, informed in the same way as we are.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, certainly my initial impression is no, given the number of constituencies who come to us saying, hey, can you tell us what you're doing, because you guys are doing more in this area than anybody else. But maybe I could kick that to Bart. Do you have any sense of whether other constituencies are getting the kind of granular detail and justification / rationalizations that we are? Or is this something unique to the CCs? If you're talking, Bart, we cannot hear you. Hello, Bart. I guess Bart's gone for coffee. So, Seeger, I would agree because, you know, we're pretty well informed on this and pretty well versed in the whole issue, and if others aren't, it certainly is going to make the distribution of this message more challenging because people just have general perceptions, not necessarily informed by the level of fact and detail that we have. So I think that should most definitely factor into our discussion around messaging strategy, which sounds a little bit cynical, but it really... I don't want to make it seem like that, but we're going to have to be able to tell this story very effectively to the broader community. And their level of knowledge, and that's a big generalization when I say they, certainly will play into how we have to do that.
Yes, I agree with that.
And as a, well, you're a marketing and communications person, right? I mean, I'm sure you can certainly appreciate that and hopefully be able to help us do a good job on that.
We'll do our best.
Any other questions? I'm sorry I've kept you a few minutes past the allotted time. Any other final questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, I will close the meeting. Thank you very much. If you have any feedback or comments or you suddenly think of something you want to add to the agenda for Beijing, please don't be shy to contact me directly. Send me an email and we can do our best to work those in. Otherwise, safe travels and see you in Beijing. Thanks all.